This call is being recorded.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light. Moment on your breathing. As you breathe in the breath of life. And you exhale out any tension, stress, negativity. As you focus on letting go and relaxing with each breath that you take, as you breathe in the light now, and exhale out through your lips any darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now, as we do each Sunday, put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers. And become aware of all of the chakras. As you have become aware now more and more, there are 12 chakras, but for the time being, we are only focused on the 8 chakras, the 7 that you know of so well that are associated with the glands in your physical glands in your body, as well as the soul star chakra. Just above your head, that has become reactivated in most, if not all, of the light working community, and some time even beyond that. As you focus on the first chakra, the base of the spine, see that as a beautiful red color. And when you see these colors, don't just see the color, but increase the vibration within that color, increase the intensity. So make the red the most beautiful red you can imagine. And then moving up, the next chakra, orange, a beautiful, beautiful orange color. The third chakra, the solar plexus area, yellow. Beautiful yellow sun, bright, brilliant. The fourth chakra at the heart center, deep blue-green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, which has also become reactivated, magenta, a beautiful magenta color. Fifth, the throat area, sky blue. The sixth, in the middle of the forehead, the third eye center, purple or indigo. And the seventh chakra, the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And the eighth chakra, the soul star chakra, just above the head, approximately a foot, pure brilliant white. And as you look now at all of the 8 chakras, and you see the colors, and you intensify those colors, know that as you intensify those colors, also raising the vibration within them, within the chakra centers, within those energy wheels of force. So feel, not only see it, but feel the vibration within chakras. Feel the energy there. feel the connection with the chakra centers and your physical body, and those physical glands that are associated with each of the chakras. Each chakra having a physical gland associated with it. So know that as you are visualizing and working with the chakra center, you are also working with your physical gland associated with it. So as you focus on your third eye center, this middle of the forehead, you are associating or focusing also on the pineal gland. And as you focus on that chakra and the pineal gland, the pineal gland becomes more activated, more alive, and enables you to see more clearly with this third eye. Or visualize more. And if you have trouble visualizing, just think it. Don't worry about it. Just let it be what it is. Some have difficulty with the visualization part of these exercises because of where they are from in the cosmos. Just allow it to be now. And focus now on your heart chakra or the high heart center, that magenta center, and your sixth chakra. And send energy from one to the other, from your high heart center to your sixth chakra, back down again to your high heart center, and around, and the vortex of energy is formed. And feel your conscious knowing self being put into the vortex. Please, everyone, mute your phones. Mute your phone. Now feel your conscious knowing self being pulled into that vortex, and the exit point through that vortex puts you right there in the middle of your forehead. So you are looking out through that third eye now as a doorway or a window out into the astral realm. This is a very safe way of exiting the physical body and moving about in the astral world. Of course, you always have the light with you as well, as you did with the earlier exercise. Now, just to get a sense of perspective, being outside of your physical body, feel a sense of motion, maybe float around your physical body, see your physical body laying there or sitting there. Get a sense of being outside of it, but yet still connected to it. And now find yourselves in a beautiful beach area, right on the ocean, wherever you've been, perhaps within your lifetime. You remember a beautiful beach in the ocean. In those times you were there, you may have been there with a lot of people. But this time, just be on that beach, your beach, It is all alone for you now. No one else is around. Just find yourself standing on the sand, pushing your feet down into the sand, feeling the warmth within the sand. Feel the sunlight hitting the back of your neck. Hear the seagulls flying above you, the sounds of the ocean waves. They come in and recede out. They come in and they recede out. The ebb and flow of the ocean. Very peaceful. Aware of all of the sights and sounds and smells. Smell the salt air. Feel the energy there. The energy that you always feel along an ocean, bringing those negative ions, which your body, all of your bodies respond to that energy, that high vibration. Think back to those times when you were there in an ocean setting, a beach setting, and how you always felt there, at peace. Many times when things were going on in your life, you could always find seclusion here, whether physically there or just in your mind's eye. Utilizing your third eye. Many times as a child, you utilized your third eye and didn't even know you were doing it. It was natural for you, just as it is natural for you now. Become aware again of all of the sights and sounds and smells and feel the energy. And feel yourself walking now along the sand, down toward the water's edge, if you have not already done that. And feel the water now touching your feet, your astral and etheric feet. How wonderful the water feels. But more than that, feel the energy within the water, the consciousness itself within the water. Feel it. Become one with it as the waves come in and go out. Feel yourself becoming one with those waves. One with the beat of the planet herself, the beat of Gaia, the ebb and flow of her heartbeat. Feel all of the oneness, the connection that you have. You are not just here on this beach. You are everywhere, connected to the planet, connected to all of nature, one with everything, one with all of life, both in the ocean, on the land, in the air, and even below the earth. One heartbeat, your heartbeat now matching her heartbeat. Feeling the connection. Now know that you are that heartbeat. You are Gaia. Just as you are God, you are the universe, you are also the planet herself. You are connected, one in the same. Now I want you to feel the energy, feel the new higher vibration, for you have slipped out of the third dimensional illusion now. You have moved into the higher vibrations, the higher dimensional frequency of the higher fourth and even into the fifth dimension now. You are aware now of energy patterns and energy waves, whereas with your physical eye, you were not able to see them. But with your third eye, you are able to not only see them, but feel them as well. As those waves of energy, wave after wave, just like the waves in the ocean, the waves coming from the great central sun of the universe, consciousness waves. Bringing higher vibrational frequency to the planet. See him now using what you would call time lapse, where you can speed up or slow down and see the waves as they have been coming in over many years now, and how they are continuing to come and will continue to come. Each one bringing higher vibration to the planet, raising the frequency a little bit more, and the next one a little bit more, and the next one a little bit more. But know that as each one comes in, as it raises the vibration, it also brings out from the darkness those truths that have been held back. All must be revealed, all must come into the light, as the light continues to shine more and more here on the planet. And all truth being revealed. So all that is happening across your planet now is exactly about this, about the darkness receding, as it has to come into the light. And as darkness comes into the light, it becomes illuminated by the light. And the darkness will recede then. So those that have been in the shadows, holding the truth that they knew all along, are now being forced out into the light, forced to bring the truth forward, even as they fight it. But they cannot fight it. And again, with your time-lapse ability, look ahead now, not too far into the future, and see the result of all of the darkness receding and the light holding sway across the planet everywhere, and vibration having increased everywhere, as well as consciousness. The great awakening is here. And see how people and the animals and the plants all interact with each other. People can feel the consciousness within the plants, the trees, the grass, certainly the water, and the animals, who already know and understand that consciousness, now can communicate with the humans on this planet. All can come together as one and feel the consciousness of each other. Know that this is your creation right now. What you are doing right now, you are creating your future. You are creating the timelines that you want to be on. Just in this exercise, in this experience. And as you are creating this, this is going into the universal mind. For all to pick up, to experience as well. Every thought that you have goes into this universal mind. And can be picked up by anyone at any time. And is being done more and more. You send out high vibration, and high vibration moves across the planet through that crystalline grid that you have heard so much about and have worked on. Every time you do these experiences, you add to the crystalline grid. You add to the vibration of the planet. Certainly there are those that wish to hold the vibration down. But as more and more of the collective consciousness of man raises, those that attempt to hold it back can no longer do so. That is where you are heading right now, even though it may not appear so. But appearances, as you know, can be very deceiving. I want you all now to begin to drift back towards your physical body. Let yourself come back. But bringing that higher vibrational frequency feeling back in with you. Your conscious knowing self. Feeling that vibration back into your body. And as you merge back into your body, feel that energy, that vibration moving through your body. Filling your body now. Your body may even be vibrating as it, you enter back. You come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Kara, your Pleiadian representative, Pleiadian emissary. And I am here to continue what all of those that have come before me have been working with this group, to continue to bring you along. Not only this group, but as well all of those that resonate to these words, whether they hear them or read them, all can benefit from my words now as I speak to you, but not just in words, but in energy, that you can feel the energy and know that you are receiving those DNA downloads that you speak of, that you hear of. For so much is happening now. So much so that all of the ships that we have within our Pleiadian fleets, within the Sirian, the Andromedan, the Arcturian, all of the fleets that are out here, all of the millions and millions of ships that are here to witness, many here to just watch, many here to participate as well in the happenings that are occurring right now on this planet, and they're preparing for to happen. You have to understand that all is in the now moment. We don't focus on the past. We don't even focus on the future. We focus on the now moment. And as we focus on the now moment, we are helping to assist you in creating what is going to be and is your future. All of you participating in this, all of you, the boots on the ground, that are assisting in this process. We know that you cannot do it without us, but we certainly cannot do it without you, so we are all working together on this. In a sense, we are all part of this great alliance and this great awakening that is happening now in this moment. Yes, you look around within your illusionary programs and you see turmoil. You see darkness. You see problems everywhere. But only if you look for them. For as you look at those things that are occurring now within the illusion, and you focus on those things, you create more of that. But if you do, as you have been guided many times to do, look for the beauty in the world. Look for the light, not the dark. For the dark is certainly receding. It cannot not recede. It is not possible. For as more and more light is pouring into the planet, and you, all of you, are anchoring that light, holding that light here, then the darkness, those of the dark forces, the dark ones, cannot stay hidden within the shadows anymore. They cannot hold the truth back anymore. So it is all coming forward into the light of truth, and the truth of the light. More and more and more, you need to continue to go in faith, go in trust, trust that all is happening as it needs to, all part of the great plan. And continue to work that plan as you understand it. Do the parts that you know of, that you came here to do. For we do have our parts to play in all of this. And as you have heard previously, and will continue to hear much more about in the times coming, we are here to assist even more and more. We have been given the permission to assist more, to be seen more, to be able to guide you more. Because all of you as a collective have asked for this. You have asked for divine intervention. And that is here now, and will continue to increase more and more over the times coming. And many of you, more and more, will look up into the skies and see our ships and know that we are there. And when you wave to us, we wave back to you. But we are connected. Not that you are all Pleiadian, or all Sirian, or Arcturian, or whatever it might be, but we are all connected as one, as a cosmic race together. So more and more, find yourself outside of this third dimensional illusion, outside of the matrix. Be the Neos, the ones that go before and that show the way after them. Be those ones now. For we are here and we are with you always. I am Kara, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you continue to believe, not believe in us, but believe in yourselves, for that is what will take you more and more fully through this ascension process. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana, is here. And we are ready for your questions if you have them. You can unmute your phones now.
Yes, one who serves. And Shoshana, this is Lorelei. Hello, dear ones.
Yes.
So let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. I'm about poised and ready to make this video comparing current times to the times of the Holocaust, with the message of it to be, we must do it differently, and we must not comply as the Germans did. We must not comply. Is that going to help the situation, or is that going to hurt the situation?
We have to ask you a question first. What do you believe? What do you feel deep within you that would be the best opportunity here to assist in the consciousness of man? But also understand that as you do so, you are only reaching out to a certain portion of those that are ready for this. And also know that you are putting attention in a certain vibration that you may or may not want to put that attention there. But that is the question for you first. What is your feeling about this?
I don't know. These videos keep coming to me, and they keep coming to me. I can't really shut them off. They don't shut off. So there comes to me that maybe there is a part that I play in the bringing forth of truth. And on the same token, I know that it's important for me to still hold the line in my own space and really stay in the higher vibrations myself.
Very good. Then we think that you have already answered your question then. If you are feeling a deep abiding need to do this, and it is, what is the word we are looking for, bombarding you over and over here that you must create these videos, then why would you think differently here? You see?
Well, it's just that whole question of putting focus where you don't want to put it. You know, it's hard to, like, walk that line.
We wish to share.
Yes, please do, yes.
We wish to share with you, dear one. May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear one, the message that you have that you wish to disseminate by these videos will reach those that need to hear it. If this comparison that you wish to make is necessary for the advancement in consciousness of those that will hear it, then you must understand you have been given this for a reason. It does not matter what we say. It does not matter the advice that you get. You must follow your heart, you see. And those that need to hear this message, that will be awakened to this, that will be strengthened by this, will receive it. Namaste.
Yes, very good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For you? Yes.
Yes, this is very, very sufficient. Thank you.
Would there be other questions here? No further questions?
Master here. Good. Good.
Yes.
Greetings. I wanted to know if there's a relation with a lot of allergies that people have been experiencing because of the DNA upgrades. Just something I have noticed, a lot of people, you know, seem to be having issues with their skins. And, you know, I don't know if it's the summer heat or if there's, you know, the DNA strand activation that's purging some things out of our bodies. Thank you.
We would say that it's not directly related to DNA activation, but it is related to increasing vibrations in terms of your going through your ascension process and what you have heard of as ascension symptoms. But also know that there are various determinants in the environment here. Those of the forces of the darkness do much to increase the sickness level across the population of the entire planet here. That is their goal. They're to make more and more sick so that they need more and more of the pharmaceutical drugs and all of this. So that they are completely dependent on these, and also dependent on the government to assist and to take care of them, you see. It is not about being sovereign. It is not about freedom, not from their point of view. So these allergies, as you are saying, are just a portion of this, a symptom of what is occurring here, and will not continue very much longer, or those that have raised their vibration, we will say, will not have to be concerned about this. It is only those that are in the lower vibration, continue within the illusion, continue within the need of those pharmaceutical drugs and all of these things. This is where you have to be concerned about others here. Not about yourself, though, because as you raise in vibration more and more and hold that higher vibration, then you will not have to be concerned about these types of maladies and illnesses and viruses and all of these things much longer here. Okay, Shoshana.
We do not have to add here.
Very good. Was this sufficient for you, dear Moses?
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
You go first. Sorry. Thank you, dear. This is Linda.
Yep.
I had heard that the forces of light had found and destroyed a machine on the moon that was directing vibration for the people on the planet to stay, I'll say, dumbed down. I don't recall the exact words that were spoken, but so that they would stay in fear, so that they would not seek truth and light. And can you confirm that there was such a machine and that it has gone? And if other machines were on the moon, what were they doing against our growth? Thank you.
We cannot confirm about your machines, as you are saying, but we can talk about technology in general here. And technology, as you know it, can either be used for the light or for the dark. And much of the technology that has been used to hold you in this illusion for so long a period of time here has been by those of the dark forces. And they use this technology to, as you use this term, dumb you down. That is part of it. But there are many things that do this dumbing down, as you are saying. And we already spoke of them here. Is the pharmaceutical drugs is one of those things. Your air quality is another that does that. They spray things in the air that tend to do this. And your fluoride in the water also tends to do this as well. And there are many other things that they have done. But also know that while they are doing all of this, those of the forces of light, your alliance and all of this, are doing much to mitigate all of this and to eliminate in many respects this technology that cannot be used here any longer. But understand that even that technology that they have been using is losing in intensity or in effectiveness here because the vibration of the planet is increasing. Again, even if it does not appear to be so, it is very fast here as we find it. So as the vibration continues to increase across the planet, then all of that technology of the darkness can only work within the lower vibrations only, you see? Shoshana.
We agree. We do not have anything to add.
Very good. Was this sufficient for you?
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yes, very good. There was another question from one.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Actually, it's again about health. I have a question about teeth. specifically, I'm having issues with my teeth, and where I know somewhere that this is a hologram and this is under our control in some way. Is it possible for me to heal my teeth, or do I have to go to the dentist and get drilled? That's my question.
We can tell you that anything is possible for those that believe. So if you had the full belief that you could heal anything within your body, whether it is teeth or whatever it might be, then you can do so. Also, okay. As you continue to raise vibrations, then this will also affect your physical body as well and heal it in many different ways here. Also know that there are those things which you have heard of called the med beds that are coming. And they will also assist in this process. Now, in the present moment that you are in right now, you are still very much within the illusion of the third dimension here and playing by their rules, because you have not come fully out of it yet. You have not come to the full belief system that you can heal. You may think you can. You may have heard in many different respects that you can, but you do not fully believe it yet. Until you fully believe it, you will not be able to do it. So with that understanding, when you are operating within the third dimensional illusion, then you need to still continue to play by those rules. So that should answer your question here at this point.
Absolutely.
Shoshana, maybe you have something more here?
We will just say this is a complex topic. And all as you have given one who serves, all is possible. And it is dependent upon the individual consciousness. Namaste.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Are we going into 4D or 5D, and where we'll remain? Will we be staying in 4D? I understood we were going into 5D, but I thought I saw a transcript that said we're going into 4D for the next few years.
Yes, there is much misinformation and confusion in this area. And whether it is 4D or 5D matters not here. Just know that you are raising vibration from the third dimensional illusion into, and we say many times, the higher 4D and 5D expression, and even beyond that. So do not become wrapped up, we will say, in the, whether it is fourth or fifth or sixth or whatever it is. Just know that you are raising your vibration, and when you go through the ascension fully, you will be in the fifth dimension and even higher at that point, you see. But you do need to go through the fourth dimension to get there.
We wish to share.
Yes, please do.
May we share, dear sister?
Please do.
Dear sister, the 3D constructs work in concert with the 4D timelines. The 4D carries much of the characteristics that are required to run 3D, you see. It is a blending of dimensions, and we will say that mostly those that live in the illusion of 3D are also participating in the timelines of 4D, and they are working in concert with 3D. It is a melding process, you see. Once you pass the construct of 3D and the timelines of 4D, then 5D emerges as a completely different experience. So all of those that live in the third dimensional constructs are also living in the fourth dimensional constructs. Namaste.
Wonderful explanation, yes.
Thank you.
I would like to...
Yes?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, this is Catherine. Go ahead, Rita.
Go ahead, Catherine, honey.
Thank you, baby.
Well, my question is hard for me to ask because I don't know how to really ask it, but I will try. And that is, how do we know that we are in the fourth dimension or in the fifth dimension? Is the fourth dimension where when we die, we go? And if we're going to the fourth dimension, are they moving up to the fifth dimension? I don't understand really how the fourth dimension is if I know I'm there, or the fifth dimension. Maybe you can put it in words, simple words for dumb me.
It's very difficult to put this into simple words, as you are saying, because it is quite a complex situation. And as we say here, it's not important whether you are in the fourth dimension or fifth dimension or whatever it might be. It is just all about raising vibration. But understand that you will at some point move beyond the fourth dimensional timelines, as Shoshana has wonderfully given here, and moved into a place of no time in that fifth dimensional expression. And that is where you are all headed here. That is what this is all about. This entire Great Awakening is about, and all of the ships that are here watching over this, and the guardians that have returned again to guard this whole process here, to watch over it. All of this is about that now. So do not be concerned about where you are going, but just that you are going. Okay, and Shoshana, you may add more.
We would just refer this one to what has been given in the previous.
Okay,
question.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
Yes. Thank you. This is Catherine. So there's been some interesting experiences that I have found perplexing and annoying and irritating. That things are disappearing, like two handfuls of my favorite crystals, including Andara crystals, have seemingly disappeared. I can't find them. And this has been going on for quite a while. Things disappear and then some do reappear. And so I'm wondering if this is a dimensional shift that I'm experiencing, or I know I'm not going crazy, but there's just, so that's my question is, if you can give some clarification on what the heck is going on.
Please do, Shoshana.
We wish to share here first.
Thank you.
May we share, dear sister?
Yes, absolutely.
Dear sister, those that reside in the third dimensional realm of consciousness, as all are residing now, even though they are going back and forth, have the program of attachment. And in order to release the program of attachment, the universe plays tricks on us, you see, and moves your objects into another dimension because you are attached to them. So you experience frustration, as you said, irritation, all these low vibrational emotions, because you wish to have them back in your possession, you see. So we must caution you here that if something disappears from your environment, it is a gift to you to remove the attachment from it. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions here before we release channel? No, then we are ready for your email question.
Yes, thank you. One of the members writes in saying that he lost his job but has found a new one, and the new job is now requiring them to be vaccinated or to wear a mask and get weekly testing. His question is, should he stay or should he search for a better or newer, different job? Thank you.
And there was also another part to that, and whether he should fight against it. That was the other part there. And we would say that many are experiencing this issue, this dilemma that has been brought up here by many across the planet in many different countries. And it is something that needs to be addressed, looked at here. And we will attempt to do so. But understand that you are, it is all about your own choice here. So if one is in that situation, and we will not speak about just this one that is asking this question, but to all here, and all of you have the freedom of choice. Even if you do not think you do, you always have choice. You have choice to stay in the job. You have choice to leave that job. You have choice to follow their mandates and their directives or not follow it. And you have also a choice to fight against it and to be the rebel, to be the system buster. That is, in many respects, why you are here, to be that system buster. But you have to know when and where to do it and how to do it, so that you do not bring danger to yourself or to your family members or anything of this nature. But there are times when you need to stand your ground and to not go gently into the night. You know, and it was already said earlier, that the forces of darkness are not going gently into the night. So why should you, as the forces of light, go gently into the night, you see? So some would disagree with this, perhaps, but we would say that you need to stand up for yourself and be who you are, be true to yourself, whatever that might be. If it is true to yourself to fight against the system, then do so. But if it is true to yourself to back off and to look at this from an outside point of view as an observer and not become involved in it, then you need to do so there as well. So there is no one direct answer to everyone here. You must come to your own discernment and understand what is best for you in a particular situation. We know that is not a direct answer here, but we cannot give a direct answer here because everyone is different and every situation that you find yourself in are different as well. Shoshana, maybe you add something more.
We agree with all that has been given. And the most important element of this life that each is living is to remain true to one's heart. Namaste.
Yes, very much. Very good. We are done. And do you have parting message?
We do not.
Very good. And we just say here, as we say many, many, many times, just continue to be true to yourself, whatever that might be. If it means to stand up for yourself, then do so. If it means to back off, then do so. It is up to you. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.